Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 26th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices, December corn down 7.5 cents, 557.75, September wheat down 20.25, 740, and November beans down 4.5 cents, 1415.5. Hot and dry weather continues from Texas into Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, Arkansas, Missouri. So we've got quite a bit of hot weather and very dry weather. Don't see very much rain at all. That should have a pretty significant impact on the beans. We did have a sale this morning, depending on how you want to look at it, 272 new crop beans to unknown, but there was 229 received to be sold. Nobody's quite sure what that means. So the total is 501, unless they're taking the received off of the 272, nobody really knows. But that's what was announced this morning. The spring tour in hardwood wheat, North Dakota, 48.1 bushels to the acre. That's above the five-year average of 40.2. I think the reason we broke overnight is the EU, we talked about this yesterday, says that they can export most of Ukrainian grain through solidarity lanes, meaning rail and truck, through Romania, Hungary and Poland, so that may have put the pressure on the grains. Doesn't look like there was too much Russian activity, but it looks like the Ukrainians are stepping up on their major offensive out here. The Fed will make their interest rate announcement at 1 o'clock. So that's really about it out here. I think it's going to be a choppy day. Will the heat and the dry weather overtake what's happening in Ukraine? Remains to be seen out here. But I think, you know, with temperatures 100 to 105 degrees in that corridor from Kansas into Arkansas and Missouri, you know, I don't think it's going to do any good for these beans, and we need every bushel that we can get. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.